KRDO News time is 5:37. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline, ABC's Mark Remillard, and the vaccine makers are continuing to test the efficacy against these various variants of the coronavirus that are starting to pop up, and we might have some troubling news moving into this.
Yeah, that's right. So basically what's happened is these new variants, particularly the ones that have shown up in the UK and South Africa, there's also a new one that's cropping up in Brazil. That certainly has the attention of health officials because it does appear that these variants are more contagious, more easily to transmit among people. So that would perhaps explain some of the spike in cases that the UK and South Africa have seen. That's part of the reason they believe that these are more transmissible. But the other concern here is then the study and research that's being done right now to try and figure out, are they also potentially more deadly? Do they cause more severe cases of COVID-19? And so that is all part of the research that's going into these new variants, but also looking into whether or not the vaccines that we currently have, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, if those are still effective against these new variants. And it does appear, the good news is, it does appear that the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine are both still effective against the UK variant, which has been discovered here in the US. Moderna said today that there appears to be less of an effect, effectiveness of their vaccine in the South African variant, but they said it was still at protective levels, and we're still waiting on data from Pfizer.
Yeah, and this is all something that, you know, it took long enough to develop this. What would a time frame even look like if they needed to tweak that vaccine to try and make it a little bit more applicable across these different variants?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I actually don't have a sense of the timeline that that would take, but that is something that is an option. So given the type of technology that's used behind these two vaccines, both the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are what are called mRNA vaccines. They use genetically coded material to kind of spike the body's immune system to fight off, you know, whatever it is you're trying to protect the body from. So in this case, you know, in terms of how it would they would go about manipulating this toward these particular variants, that is something they can do. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you about how long that might take, but it is something that Moderna said today that they're looking into is possibly being able to tweak their vaccine to better protect against that South African variant, as well as they're studying now too the possibility about whether a potential additional booster shot may also provide some extra level of protection against this. Now, that would be easy, but given our supply shortages, now potentially needing another booster shot on top of that certainly wouldn't help the situation.
Yeah, and I don't know if anything involving the vaccine rollout could definitely be classified as easy. And another challenge is we've already seen these different variants coming out, and this thing could keep mutating and mutating, and we're, you know, going to be in a perpetual cycle until all of a sudden we're dealing with a completely different virus and starting from square one.
Yeah, so, you know, this is something that is not uncommon to have happen. As viruses move across the globe and across and through people and cross borders and oceans, they invariably mutate and variants are formed. So, in fact, this is something that is pretty well known. You know, it happens with the flu every year. So in this case, these new variants are not particularly, like I said, uncommon or surprising that they're occurring. The hope is that, you know, if they are transmissible, maybe more contagious, that they at least might not be more deadly. Now, it's also possible that we'll start to see variants of COVID-19 that are more benign, that are less transmissible, that are not as deadly, and eventually fade themselves out. So, you know, it really could change a lot of different directions. But certainly seeing the reports here out of the UK and South Africa and now Brazil, it is concerning. This is something that, for example, Dr. Anthony Fauci was talking about today and saying that he's certainly concerned about the possibility that this appears to be, at least the UK variant and the South African variant, could appear to be more deadly. And at a time where we're trying to fulfill this great demand worldwide for vaccines, you know, you hope that obviously these vaccines continue to be effective against that, but also you can up that supply soon enough so that fewer people are dying.
Yeah, and that's all the goal. I know we've mentioned another company, Merck, has dropped out of the race altogether. So definitely a lot on the vaccine front. And ABC's Mark Remillard, thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. And I'm sure we'll be talking about vaccines and yet another variant here in a couple weeks for sure.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
No problem. We have another check of our snowy forecast coming up in about 3 minutes right here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thank you so much for joining us.